Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because I don't know what we'd do without Beverly Williams. You heard me talk about her earlier and about how long she's been a member of our Brain Trust. Heck, she founded the Brain Trust. She was right there at the very beginning. She said we were forming the Brain Trust. She said, all right, let's bring this meeting to order here. And Beverly, she's the author, along with Don Cooper, of the outstanding book, The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you must own this book. And she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
that's pretty original when you call the meeting to order to form the Brain Trust. You
that's
know,
right. Well, I'm laughing because I have been known to take charge of meetings that did not have anybody in charge of them.
Well, that was the little underlying needle that the audience probably didn't get, but
probably not.
But you knew exactly where I was going with it, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Exactly.
What's going on in the world of home-based businesses?
Well, speaking of being bossy, I think that I tend to point out all the problems, and I'd like to point out another problem today about being home-based, and that's having realistic.
Let's call them challenges, Beverly.
All right. The challenges is a much better word. You're exactly right. There is a real challenge in being home-based and having realistic expectations, and it seems lately that I've been inundated with people who have young babies and busy lives and have decided to start a business from home because they think it will be so easy to do with a young baby.
So, it's an intuitive thing to think about, though, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Very intuitive. And folks, one of the things I want to say, you know, if you've listened to Beverly, you know how dedicated she is to home-based businesses. You know how much she wants you to succeed. But when she talks about these challenges and she points them out, she doesn't just want you to be a home-based business owner. She wants you to be a successful and happy home-based business owner.
Well, you do such wonderful things with the words out of my mouth.
Well, I just know how you are, and I know that in your zeal, that you know, if we talk about challenges and problems, people will think, well, why would anybody want to do that? Well, you know, this is real world rubber meets the road stuff, folks. This is like telling people how wonderful babies are without also mentioning the diaper stuff.
Right.
So exactly. Go ahead now. Go ahead.
And the sitting up and all that. Well, and that's...
I wasn't going to mention that.
that's
I wasn't going to mention the spitting up stuff. Go ahead. And I would never mention the teenage stuff either. Go ahead.
Now, we've many times talked about how starting a business, whether it's from home or in commercial space, is like giving birth to a child for so many people. It is very laborious in some ways,
mm-hmm.
But there are so many joys involved in it, so many wonderful moments of you know, holding this child or looking at this business and saying, wow, look at what I'm doing. But you have to face the reality of what it means to be birthing a new business at the same time that you have a young child you've just birthed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an incident recently where a young lady with a young baby called, wanted some counseling. I set up an appointment to meet with her. Excuse me. She called me about an hour before. Excuse me. Frogs in the throat this morning. And within an hour, she said she couldn't come. She had a family emergency. So we made it for the next day. The next day I go, and she never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me something about this young lady, and the first of being that she's not ready to start a business. She really has too many other things going on that a business is taking second place, second
mm-hmm.
seat.
Well, and also, just because you're home-based doesn't mean that you leave your professionalism somewhere else.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, one thing, Bev, it seems to me that the people who are able to sort of turn a switch and become home-based successfully are not the people who are not going to be the people who say, okay, I'm going to turn a switch and become home-based, and this is what I'm going to sell, or this is what I'm going to do. It's probably people who already have a position in the marketplace. They already have penetrated the market to some degree. Either they've got clients or customers or something, or they have an ability, a skill, or something that's marketable, that they just say, instead of doing this over there, I'm going to do it over here.
Right.
And they make the adjustments, the home-based adjustments, to continue to do what they've already been doing. And I'm talking about people who turn a switch and become home-based.
Yes, I think those people are more likely to be successful in balancing the motherhood, the having a young child and having a business, and at the same time under the same roof. And it's not that it's impossible to do it otherwise. There are certainly people who have started home-based businesses while having a young child at home, but I can almost guarantee you it didn't happen overnight.
Right.
Just like it takes 9 months to have a baby, it takes at least 9 months or so.
Well, and what you're talking about is not that you can't be in business overnight.
Right.
Because you can be, because I was once.
Sure.
But in fact, I went into business over a cup of coffee once. But the thing is I literally was 6 months before I had one revenue check, one check from a customer.
Right.
At that time, you know, and so it was. It does take time, and to me, the thing that you got to be able to do is you've got to be able to do something that you have some background, some experience in, don't you think?
I do think so, but I think the most important thing is being realistic in your expectations of what you're going to accomplish. More than anything else, it's not, and it's going to vary from person to person, but if you decide you want to start something that you've never done before, then you have to be realistic and understand that it's going to take you time to learn about that business. If you're going to start something that you do know something about, you need to be realistic and understand that the money probably is not going to come in the next day. Like you said, it took 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You're a smart man. I'm sure you had your ducks lined up as best you could. It still took 6 months.
Yep.
To get your first check. So how are you going to make it between now and then?
Stand by, Bev. That's the reason we call it home-based business, folks, and not home-based party, home-based picnic. 20 after, we'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly Williams is our guest. Beverly, give us your website, please.
That's www.beverlywilliams.com.
BeverlyWilliams.com, and that's where they can find out more about your book, too, can't they?
They can.
The 30-Second Commute, the Ultimate Guide for Starting and Operating a Home-Based Business. Now, Beverly, in this book,
mm-hmm.
I know there's some challenges that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
but are there also opportunities to talk about?
Oh, yes.
You've been a home-based business for a long time,
uh-huh.
20 years, started when you were only eight, and
thank you.
And so you wouldn't have done it all these years if it was fraught with nothing but challenges. There have to be some opportunities.
You're right. There are so many wonderful opportunities. I was thinking during the break about a woman I met recently that I actually went to buy some carpeting for our house. And we were met in the office by a young man who was probably 9 or 10 years old, who said, "My grandmother is busy, but she'll be right down. In the meantime, here's her business card." And I just beamed. Of course, it was a home-based business.
Yeah.
They had turned their basement into an office with all the samples and everything. And my heart just went out to this little boy. So, of course, immediately started talking to his grandmother when she came down. And she was, you know, all embarrassed that he had been there. And I said, no, believe me, he's your best salesman.
That's right.
Right.
He's your business development manager here.
Right. So, you know, I told her who I was and my background, and I said, you know, can I ask you, how long have you been a home-based business? And she said, well, for over 25 years,
wow.
They had raised their children, and now we're helping to raise their grandchildren while being a home-based business and built a very successful carpet business, and all out of the basement of their home in a rural setting. It was so heartwarming. And I did ask her about the challenges of that. And she said, well, you know, some of the challenges are the fact that the children want to be here with me and
right.
and they're interested. And I said, no, you know, the advantage, the
That's
wonderful
great.
Positiveness of that is, here's a young entrepreneur. I said, tell me what your kids are doing. Three of their four children are in business.
Absolutely. They were imprinted.
Yes. So they really have had wonderful examples.
Well, she may not have thought about it, but that may be the best payday of the whole operation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Growing new entrepreneurs. I mean, from one entrepreneur to three more. I mean, that's pretty good crop if you ask me.
Uh-huh. Yes, I think so. They're a pretty high percentage. I'm sure that if we were to sit down and talk with her for a while, we'd hear a lot of the challenges, but I think it would be probably overpowered by all the advantages that they had by being able to have this home-based business and raise their children and now raising their grandchildren or helping to raise their grandchildren. You know, what a wonderful family unit they have developed at a time when they started that there wasn't a support system for people who were trying to do that. There wasn't information. It was you do it by the seat of your pants and, you know, pull up your bootstraps and say, okay, let's get on with it. We've got to do this. And meet those challenges head on with a positive attitude of a can do. And that is what it takes. It really is not always easy, but boy, is it worth it.
I met a young lady recently who has a home-based business, but she is I'm trying to think of the way I should say it. She cooks meals and freezes them, and uh-huh. and you buy them. What do they call that?
Personal chef.
Well, it's personal chef, but they don't come cook it at your place. They cook them, and then you subscribe for a month or whatever, and they bring you two portion meals or four portion meals or whatever, and they're frozen and you just reheat them. And so it's she's got the best name that I just don't remember it right now. That she had a really good title for her company. But my point is, she has found an entrepreneurial center, kind of a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And these things are popping up all over the country.
Uh-huh.
And she goes to the kitchen, this commercial kitchen, and rents the space.
Yep.
Cooks her food, you know, puts it in the freezer and everything. I guess she rents that too, but she operates the thing out of her home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How about that?
That is
so
wonderful.
So she's leveraging these other resources,
right?
But she's still home based.
My own son, my youngest son, is looking at doing something very similar to that, and he said, "Well, you know, how am I going to do it with a kitchen? I can't afford to build a commercial kitchen." Well, right here in our community, they're building a conference center with a commercial kitchen space for the farmers and others that want to use it.
So, you need that's a great, and see, to me, how many people over the years, Beverly, have said, I like to cook, I like to serve food to people, so that must mean I need to go in the restaurant business.
Right, exactly.
And then they go in the restaurant business, not only to find out, unfortunately, that's the quickest way to lose all your money.
Right.
You got to have all your cornflakes together if you're going to be successful in the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. Not that this other business is easy, but it's a lot lower impact, and you can get into it with a lot less capitalization.
Well, but people didn't have the option before that they have.
Didn't have these kitchens aren't popping up around.
An overwhelming problem for so many home-based businesses that they couldn't do it.
These commercial kitchens are happening all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So check it out, folks. And if you want to know if there's one near you, I know a guy who knows that. So if you'll email me, I'll find out where tell me where you are, and I think I can connect up to my buddy who knows about these things, and we'll get you connected to whoever's nearby. Beverly, give us your website one more time.
Well, it's easy to remember. It's my name, www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thanks, Beverly. See you next time.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. Quick break, right back with Mike Stewart after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.